It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
So hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 942.
Happy Thursday, Gronks. What is happening? What's going on?
I'm just getting used to the idea of pressing start and then casually walking over.
Mate, it could be its own intro. The swag you have, which is, it's really? More a guy who's just really trying to ride out every second before he goes on air. And then you sort of swag over and the music's playing and you just sort of, I can tell
do
you
I look
just
cool?
like, yeah, yeah.
You do you do, think I think I look cool?
I think you think you look cool. You don't look fucking cool.
I'm moving today.
It's good.
Yep. It's a moving. Do you think you're a good mover?
Mover and shaker, I know it. No, I mean, I'm in the wrong occupation if I thought I was a good mover. Like, if you think you're good at moving, I think it'd probably mean that you're either very organized. Mm-hmm. And you could be suited to that as an occupation. You know,
what
that
does
is,
that mean?
As in, like, becoming a removalist.
I don't think you have to be organized to be a removalist.
Well, I think you need to have a certain type of brain. Like, you don't have it.
You don't think?
Mate, yeah. You are a guy that would try and put a you know, like you're a cat with its whiskers mm-hmm. cut off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have spatial awareness even when for when it comes to furniture going in somewhere.
When you're holding furniture, because I've been carrying a little bit, like very few pieces of furniture.
Yeah.
First of all, I am the worst boyfriend in existence. So we had someone buy some bookshelves, which were the shelves for my books, just my books alone. Mm. And he bought them through Gumtree. And I said to Bree, I just don't want to have to deal with the interaction. I just don't want to have to do it. It's like, it's just money handing over and then, you know, he takes the shelves. It's all good. So, I said, I'll wait in the spare room with the door closed while he comes so I don't have to deal with it.
Well, at least you took them out of the spare room because that's where they were.
Yeah, so I moved it out. I even said for everything, when people are coming, I say, why don't we put the furniture outside the apartment so that they don't even have to come in.
It'd be annoying if they cancel on you because that happens. Exactly. On
and so anyway, I put the shelves in the lounge with Bree, and then the doorbell rang. I went into the spare room, but there is something strange about having to stay extremely still. I'd forgotten my phone in the other rooms. So I didn't have my phone.
What were you looking at? If there was a CCTV camera on you,
like what was I doing?
What were you doing?
I literally had my torch in my hand. On strobe mode in case he ended up being a creep.
It came for you because Bree's gone.
So, I was going to just be like, if I heard anything happen, I was going to jump out there and strobe him. So, I didn't feel like I was just a complete loser of a boyfriend. Like, I was sort of, you know, I was a protector of a different kind. But anyway, Bree managed it like a champ. Unfortunately, during the whole thing, for one, he didn't bring anyone with him to help carry.
Yeah, sure.
And so, Bree was thinking, oh, it would actually even just be nice for Josh to hold the door.
Oh, no.
But I can't out
coming,
him.
Coming out after you've done that is the weirdest thing.
She was like, going to say, actually,
what the fuck's going
maybe
on
my
that
boyfriend's
room?
Home from work.
Oh, no.
But
maybe he came up the back way.
Yeah.
Maybe he came up the back stairs. I'll just check the room.
Yeah. Hey, guys, just came through the back door. Like, we're in an apartment block on the corner. There's on the fifth floor. That's not happening.
He probably wouldn't have said it. He probably wouldn't.
Well,
sure. Why would someone ever lie about that?
Yeah, but then I heard tools coming out like he was going to dismantle the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And at that point, I was ready to come out and say, dude, it's over. Like, you're not doing it. Because the thing is, I am pathetic. I've said multiple times, let's just get professional removalists to pack our stuff.
Yeah.
And I only do that when I'm having to do shit. So, like, as soon as, like, I'm wrapping glasses in paper, it goes in two ways. It's like, we should get professional removalists. This makes you never want to fucking move. Like, these are the things I say. Yeah. Makes you never want to fucking move.
I mean,
again,
it's how the other half live. If there was, I mean, I wonder how much it is. So, like,
Bree
a two-bedroom apartment.
It was a lot more. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess not. You're trying to do it on a budget.
Yeah.
I moved to Shepparton. Did you know I live in Shepparton?
Yeah. And mate, we also know that the radio station did pay for your move. You're yeah. really proud of that.
Yeah. And have you ever had a move paid for?
No.
Because you know the feeling and you'll brag about it. Mm-hmm. There's something about having a move paid for that feels real nice. Because think about it. You're not thinking about how much it's costing you. Mm. You're just thinking about, I'm out of here. It's going to get done.
Yeah.
And so, we did that from Sydney. I've had two moves paid for. I had Shepparton and then Sydney to Melbourne mm-hmm. paid for.
Yeah. But I just don't like the just that you realize everything becomes annoying. The other thing I'll say is, let's just buy one when we get there. Just like, we need to sort out the, you know, the cutlery. The other thing, my go-to now is like, oh, the office will have that.
Well, we do have a lot of shit. I tell you what, we went yesterday for just what was going to be just a desk mm-hmm. that we got when we went into ISO that we were going to bring back to the mm-hmm. office. And you've pulled a Tommy jacket, which he does to his dad. I'm talking about myself in the third person. I do this to my dad, but I'm like, yeah, it's just going to be this.
Yeah.
Like putting together a flat pack. Mm-hmm. It'll be a 30-minute job, I reckon. Get there 3 hours later. We went there.
Turns out you had
our office at your place. I was moving bloody storage systems. Mm-hmm. Your seat, the desk, cable management. It was fully packed. Mm-hmm. Like the desk was still functional. Mm-hmm. It could have been a co-working space.
Well, I even what have I done? I sent a message to Bree yesterday and said, I appreciate you and I understand how much work you're putting into everything.
Yeah,
thank you.
Look, Amy does a lot of the grunt work, but one thing I will do mm-hmm. is the physical stuff. Yeah. So, when we do have for instance, we got our bed, it came, I put the bed back together. Mm-hmm. No problem in getting physical, in moving shit. Where is it? So I think you got to find your place.
Well, Bree sold, the bed was a little bit broken after I stood on it, and she sold it for $50, I was fine with. And then she said to me, hey, I'm running late. I think you'll just have to be there when the guy comes and collects it. I said, babe, I'll give you $50 and we can chuck it. I don't want to have to deal with it. I understand that, you know what, like people criticize me, they'll troll me, they'll say I'm a piece of shit, I've got no sense of the world. But like, when you're carrying-
And you'll say to them, I've been to 40 countries, fuck you. I know this world.
You haven't been to
that. I know this world.
But
how many roughly?
I don't know. It must be
15.
30. Jess has been to more countries than I have.
Okay.
You know, can Tiki take you on a lot of places, you
know? Yeah.
She's going to fucking hit me for that. But
what, because she's admitting she went on a Contiki?
Well, I don't think she went on Contiki.
Okay.
She's probably saying, no, I did it all myself.
Do you think that Contiki has some bad branding around, like, you've got no idea, so you're letting someone else really decide?
Well, yeah, Contiki is, it's the
is it the buffet
ship.
Dinner?
It's the cruise ship or the buffet dinner. I mean, I did catch you getting excited about some sort of new buffet, all you can eat.
Where was this?
I don't know. I feel like Amy and you were talking about,
That was Jess.
Oh, was it Jess? That's rough. Jess. Was it in Bendigo?
No.
Is it Sizzlers?
She flagged. I think this is okay. So, there's a few all-you-can-eats that are all right. Like, I'm a fan of Pizza Hut all-you-can-eat. Old school. Not many of them. It's nostalgic for me. I grew up going there. Mm-hmm. I'd say that more of my Bogan friends are into places like the Crown Observatory. What's it called? There's another one on South Bank. They're epic all-you-can-eats.
The hotel one that got done for salmonella or whatever.
Yeah, what's the hotel? The Grand, not the...
It's not the...
Langham.
Langham.
The Langham. Mm-hmm. Also, the Grand Hyatt. I'm listing off everywhere I've been. The Grand Hyatt has an awesome all-you-can-eat. Mm-hmm. We went there on Christmas morning once. Mm-hmm. I don't think my brother had slept. He didn't eat much. Still, I think he came straight from Revolver. No, but there is something about those. And so, I think Japanese all-you-can-eat is like not...
It feels like an oxymoron. Do you think that they even... Like, when I think Japanese, I feel like minimal and considerate and like exactly. Like really thought... So, the idea of it's...
All you can eat.
Yeah, all you can eat Japanese. Because I feel like in Japan, they don't even say, I'm full. They say, I'm satisfied.
Do they? I didn't know that.
Because, you know, full implies that you've gone too fucking hard. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I'm satisfied means you've just had enough.
Well, to get full on sashimi... You'd
You're an animal.
You'd have to, you
You're going to shit yourself.
You've taken normal out a small fishing pod.
Sushimi is like the raw fish that's been sort of like cured, not cured.
Say it again.
Like sashimi.
Okay, you said sushimi.
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 You know, sushi? No, sashimi.
Yes.
That's raw the one fish. That's got like a bit of a lemon. Sometimes it's got citrus
doesn't have
sort
to.
Of thing.
Doesn't
but
have
sometimes,
to.
Yeah.
You literally can eat raw fish. That's,
It's like a timer for me. If I have that, I know I need to, I'm going to shit in 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Fish. It's like why raw fish? I think you've just got bad guts, mate.
Maybe. I have thought about that.
But I don't think you eat that much sashimi. I don't think you eat that much Japanese food. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like you're not, like you're the guy that would go to Persian over Japanese food.
Yeah, Mexican, Persian, Thai. Yeah. I had some Thai the other day that I thought wasn't, it was meant to be Massaman curry lamb. Actually think it was an animal that I'd never eaten before. No, I'm serious. It was either that or it tasted a little bit like a freezer sort of job.
Oh, yeah.
And so there was just something, and I said it to Bray, I'm like, do you think this could be another animal?
Yeah. Well, most likely not. We're in Australia. But Jess had said that there's great all-you-can-eat Japanese, and there was probably, and we looked it up, there was five of these places. Uh-huh. There's one in Camberwell, I think it was, and I think it's fairly reasonable. I really want to go, and I think it could be a team thing. Because this is, you either go expensive Japanese and you're hungry, mm-hmm. or you go all you can eat. And I think
so the best all you can eat, was it with you? No, it must have been with Nasan. Vegas, we went to a few casinos that did really good all you can eats, like Chocky Mooses and like because they sort of, they keep you around with the good food and
well, that's the easy bit. The ones that are great are where they're cooking up fresh curries or you're getting a fresh pasta. So the Langham has like, you know, Italian section, Indian section, there's like a seafood section. I wonder if these things are still going to be just with, I guess, with even still with COVID. Maybe they're coming back now. Mm-hmm. But I think we go to the Japanese one.
And so what would I expect?
What do you mean? What would you expect?
So you go in.
Oh, what would you expect if you went there? I have no idea. It's just courses. I think you just, I mean, just bringing them around,
Do you know what? Actually, this is something we can do.
Trays of food.
Not to completely dismiss.
Japanese.
This is Japanese idea. Yeah. But it'd be good to have an idea that comes from me that I like and everyone else likes. A shoe huskeria.
What is that?
It's a Brazilian barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And Jess will love it. And the reason she'll love it is because they have it's almost like a paddle system where you have like a green and it's like red light, green light. And if you have the green paddle up.
More.
You means you want more.
That's great. And they bring around the sticks.
And they have different sort of stuff. And so you just, I've gone to one in, there's not many in Melbourne. Maybe they're in like Docklands, but I remember in New York going to one and they had like, it's almost like a, what do you put a cup? You put a cup on a table, the thing between the table and the cup.
Coaster, yes.
Mm-hmm. You would think English is my second language.
You have them at your house. You have to use them.
Yeah, it's required.
I've got them. Bodhi just plays with them as toys.
And the we've got some audio Audio-Technic ones too. The discs. Anyway, it's sort of like that. It's like a coaster that you flip up and down, and you can get some really nice meats. I think that everyone would get around that.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got, so this week I've moved quite a few things from your house.
Yeah,
you've gotten me into it.
Yeah.
Today's the day. What's the game plan? Are you going to actually put in any effort?
Well, so the problem is that over the last few days in preparation, when Bree gets upset with how much we have to still do, my go-to is, let's not do it now and do it tomorrow, or let's do it. And so what's the game plan? I think so last time we moved, I mentioned this to you, when we moved out of a place last time, I hadn't packed up a whole room. That was my job. And it was a lot of like small bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And it became a hassle. So as long as before the removalists get in, if everything is in boxes, it will be easy.
Well, because then you just leave and the removalists come and grab everything. Yeah, yeah. So, last time we moved, it was quite close how far we had to go. And so, as soon as there was boxes there, I'd go car, drive, car, you know, come back, load up again, drive, load up again, drive. And if I'm just keep moving and don't have time to stop and think about what I need to do, that's when I fucking fall apart.
Do you have the desire? So, like when you and I were moving the desk from my place, do you ever have the thought of, I just want to drop this right now? Do you know what I mean? Where it's just like, this is annoying.
Well, doing a flat pack with my old man over the weekend, I saw similarities in how he approaches shit and me. And so,
in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah, like the instructions.
Is it called a flat pack because it makes you feel flat?
Fucking oath.
Because you got, when you'd bought it, you were fired up.
Yeah.
And then I texted you at like 6 p.m. Yeah. Being like a celebratory mood, like, hey, how'd you go? And you're like, getting dinner, still going, harder than I thought. You know?
The thing about flat packs, the convenient of how they come, flat packed, is almost...
You get hit at the final end.
Well, you like that, and then you go through the pain of the flat pack construction, and then you come back to the other side. You're like, well, I need something again. I was like, oh, that was convenient getting it delivered like that in a flat pack. But then it's going to happen again. But I've already ordered another flat pack of the same one, and it's actually really, once you've done one, easy to do. If you know, if you've been keeping.
Well, I love, to be honest, the new computer screen I got, that was a joy. I read the manual, I did the thing, I clicked the thing. It was way easier than what you'd think.
Well, I tell you what's not easy and a pain in the fucking ass.
Okay, here we go.
Printers. So Jess has wanted, I mean, we've just been, you know, bitching about Jess on this show. We love you, Jess. She wanted a printer, rightfully so. I felt guilty because I'd already thrown out my $350 printer.
Because it ran out of ink.
Ran out of ink. Ink was too expensive. It was too big. We didn't use it once in the couple of years we've had this business.
I've gotten rid of a printer.
Like, it was the same, you had the same one as
me. I've had so many printers.
And so, I literally binned it and I went around. I even asked Mason, would you sell this?
Yeah.
And if he says no to selling something, you can't sell it.
Yeah.
It's trash. And so-
And Jess also just got an iPad Pro. So, surely if anyone's going to go paperless, it's the person with the new iPad.
But now, seeing as we bought one yesterday along with your screen, it was a cheap printer. In the scheme of things.
$159, I think.
Which I think is quite cheap.
Did it come with a toner?
I don't know.
Is it working?
It works.
Oh, good.
And so, the thing was, to get it to work was the annoying bit.
Yeah.
I sort of lumped it to Jess and was like, you want this. You know, when someone wants something, you're like, well, you figure it out. Here you go. It's on. I took it out of the box, passively put it on her desk. Yours?
Yeah.
There it is. There's your printer, mate.
That's almost like when I move. It's like, I didn't really want to move.
Anyway, I put the printer on her desk. She gave it a good crack, but we want it Wi-Fi. And she plugged it in via USB to the back of my computer. She's like, do this. Plug it in. Installed it. But then you're meant to have it plugged in if you want to go that way.
Yeah, you need to go plugged in. WPS. You need to use a different technology. You need to press the button, WPS button on the router and then press it on the – have you done it?
On the there was a double. So you knew this because you were talking about this yesterday.
I said this to Jess, and she was every single time I tell her anything.
Okay,
she straight away thinks that I'm mansplaining. Like even when I asked George, can you help lift this desk? She's like, why can't I do the lift the desk? I said, because fucking George is right here. You can lift the desk if you want. And so anyway, I could feel with the printer.
I would put my money on Jess kicking your fucking ass in a boxing match.
but she seemed very adamant that she was in charge of the printer.
So she was, and then she couldn't work it out. Well, she said I hadn't read the instructions properly. I was like, well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
And then she read them again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to give this 5 minutes. I read the instructions. And I tried doing what it was, what they said. They are fucking annoying. Like, they are not clear. The thing you just said, hit the WPS thing on your router, whatever that was, and then hit the thing. I looked at our modem, doesn't have a button. And so, I was like, well, this is fucked.
Might need to enable it in the settings, but it's also an easy way for people to hack using that tech, but there'll definitely be another way. I said, put it, plug it into Ethernet. Is that what you did?
No. So I had to. This is why I think printers would get thrown out before they're even used. Like, mum would struggle doing this. I had to download an app. I had to Google it, I had to then click through to some random site, followed this thing, found the model number, which mm-hmm. wasn't clearly on its pack. Mm-hmm. I had to then print off something that showed me the exact model number, type that in. It gave me a download to it. You can print without it actually connecting to anything. It's like, it's almost like you hold a button mm-hmm. and you let go and it prints just the specs of the printer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I ended up downloading this app. Logging in, it wouldn't allow me to connect to Wi-Fi because it was 5G and it's not 5G compatible. I had to go back down to the 2.4
gigahertz.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I then connected it up through the app,
mm-hmm.
and then it works. But it was
so it's working now.
It's working. You can find it. You can start printing. But we got no paper.
So I did hear you say, like, calling from downstairs. No, it's only A3. Sorry about that.
No, it's no colour. Yeah. It's no colour. It's just black and white.
No, A3.
Yeah, but it's also only colour. No colour.
That's good.
So anyway,
that's all we need.
It's I just hope this one doesn't get thrown out. Like I felt guilty about the last one getting thrown out.
I agree. All right. Well,
good luck.
Thank you. hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Are you moving? Have you had any moving disasters over the past few months? I feel like a lot of people are doing. I'm hearing lot. It's a tenant's market.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about moving, if you're thinking of renting, negotiate your rent.
Have you actually got a good deal though? Like, and is there a script that you could just give us that you could flick off to your real estate agents?
Our rent was $550 when we said, hey, we're leaving. They said, we'll do it for $500. No question. Like just straight away. $50 a week off. Like that's a big saving.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
all right. Well, it's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.